The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. So, Lawrence, it's interesting you mentioned a little bit of soul, because yesterday on this program, and do we have the clip, Chris? Do you have it or does Jeff have it? Okay, Jeff has it. This is what you said yesterday on the show.
Oh, God.
Oh, you can talk about other things?
I can talk about other things.
Oh, wow.
You
know, okay.
I have to really write teach that outside media. I'm not talking about the Blaze, but when I do Fox or CNN or something, I'm like, don't just book me for the Black. I have to train them you know what? Economics is also a Black topic as well. Huh. You do realize that, right?
Everything
money controls everything else.
Right.
Like, abortion, that's a Black topic as well. Don't just book me when something controversial happens with the Black community and then you feel like you need some type of Black voice.
So, it's funny you said that, and then you brought it up, and you're like, you know, you need some soul. It was kind of your go-to
you
there.
You need some soul.
I mean, you just said you can talk about other things, right?
I can talk about other things, but you got to bring soul.
I get you there. So yesterday, Lawrence emails Chris the one story he'd like to talk about today. The one story after saying yesterday, talk about other things, and it's a race issue. A woman is suing Walmart in Paris, California over claims of discrimination. She is an African-American woman. And that's the one, Lawrence, I'm just saying, there's so many stories out there.
Well, honestly, I was watching it on TV.
Right, right.
And I was like, are you freaking kidding
me? Oh, it's a crazy ass story. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, a man who could talk about so many other things, you know.
That's not really a Black story. That's a ridiculous story.
You could have said, hey, let's talk about that memo from Devin Nunes.
I sent that to you this morning.
Well, after the Black story, the only one you sent us was the. So we'll get to Devin Nunes coming up in a minute, but I'll share this story with you. So this woman in California says she rolls into the Walmart and she is troubled because she wanted to buy a 49-cent comb. This is an African-American woman. Mm-hmm. And her name
She's Black. Okay, stop the African-American thing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you correcting me. Her name is Essie Grundy. Wow, you got to change that. Anyways, she filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against Walmart because the comb was, among other, she said, Black products that are secured behind a glass casing. They're locked up. They locked up the Black product.
You got to see the video. You got to see the images.
She said, I originally got that same product from the Walmart in Riverside, and it was such a good product, I wanted to introduce it to my older children. She said, they didn't have any more at the original Walmart I got them from, so I went to my neighborhood one, and that's when I noticed all of the Black products, she said African-American products, were locked up behind the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that shows that what they're saying, we got to lock up the Black products, I guess, because they'll be stolen. Is that where she's going?
So as a private investigator that did private security, that consulted for large organizations, you know how they determine which products to lock up?
Whether or not they're Black products, right?
No.
Is it a Black product? No. Put it lock and key.
See, they have this system.
What's the system?
They have this system where they track
Black people, Black products and people.
They track, not Black people, they do track us though, because they want to know what we're buying. That's why it was still on the shelf as well.
Hmm.
But the reason why they lock it up is based on the items that are being stolen in the store.
By Black people. Right, got it. That's what we're saying.
Whoever wants it.
I think I just heard Lawrence B. Jones say it's justified because Black people are the only ones who steal. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
What are you saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I mean.
So you're telling me that if I went into another neighborhood, those products may differ? The ones that are being locked
all
up?
All I'm saying is they're not locked up from the community where I came from, you know, because I did get out because I started making a little cash.
Sure,
I don't want to live in poverty all
mm-hmm.
your life. Or the community that I currently live in, they're not locked up. So in that area, they're still in it.
So I was in Beaver Creek, Ohio a few years ago and went into, I'm trying to remember what store it was. I want to say one of the Babies R Us type stores. It may not have been that one, but it was one that had a bunch of baby products. And we were looking for some clothes and different stuff for our son. And we went over and said, hey, let's go ahead and get some formula while we're here. Mm-hmm. So he rolled over and looked at a little powdered formula. And some of the formula was locked up. Right there, that a glass case, little extra security stuff, but not all of it. So I'm standing there talking to my wife. I'm like, how come some of these, not all of it? And I asked one of the girls. She's like, those are the ones that get stolen over and over. Specifically, like, you know, you may have, you know, the blue-topped formula that is organic, and this one is different, and this one for different ages. She said, that's the one that gets stolen over and over. She said, when I worked at a different store, they transferred her, same company, same store, just a different location, cross town somewhere. She said it was a different one that everyone kept stealing. She said, so that's how it varies. So what's going on? Walmart was not saying, all right, guys, here's our plan to secretly keep black people down. We'll lock up products that are used by black people. Why would they do that?
No.
Why are they hurting
especially
themselves?
Especially since Walmart has an entire diversity campaign that specifically targets black folks.
Yep.
Specifically.
Guess who her attorney is? This Elsie Grundy, who's filing. And by the way, I'm sorry, if I'm at Walmart headquarters in Bentonville and I see Elsie Grundy lawsuit, and I'm just like, come on, guys, we got to take care of this quick. This is going to be bad. Elsie Grundy's attorney is a person you may have, Gloria Allred.
Oh, yeah.
Allred. Gloria Allred.
Lisa Bloom's mom.
And she, by the way, they not only want, you know, an injunction to halt this and all this other stuff, she also wants an apology.
For what?
An apology. Because they've offended. You know.
Bye.
Doing all this stuff. That's horrible they would do such a thing.
It's not happening.
I live in Bentonville, Arkansas. And my wife had some friends that had a party one night. And they're, I mean, everybody in town works for Walmart or a distributor. Almost everybody. And I met a guy who worked in the legal department of Walmart. And he's like, it's amazing to see the number of lawsuits that come in. And he said, when things come in, like there was the shooting in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Remember the one where the guy walks in, picks up one of the toy guns or a BB gun, I forget which it was. And then the cops came in, thought he was walking around with the gun and shot him. You remember that one?
Yeah, that was bad.
Right. And he said, I come to work and those lawsuits come in and then we have to deal with them. And they turn to he's like kind of the crisis team. You know, they put out the press releases and all this. They oversee the project. And I can only imagine when you see something like this come in that is so ridiculous. You really, that's what you got. You didn't even think to yourself, well, they didn't lock them up at the other store.
You know why people do that, though? Because Walmart, they have so much money that they give in.
Settle out of court.
They do. They do. Even if you go to a Walmart store and you're not happy, I'm an avid Walmart shopper. And let me tell you, I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cheap. And I'm like, you know, if something ain't right, I'm like, look, guys, come on. Come on.
Right.
Come on. The can has a dent in it. The canned good has a dent in it. You got to give me some off of it. You got to give me something off of it. Because it's a dent in it. I'm helping you because no one wants to buy a can that didn't take, let's just take 25% off.
And does this work?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I'm going to have to, maybe I'll just start taking you with me.
Or the box of cereal, if the edges, the corners, you know how some, they may have dropped it. You got to give me,
Lawrence is like, and I need money off of this one and this product and this product.
Yeah. Price override.
I imagine when they love seeing you come in, they're like, oh, crud.
Lawrence, and see, I got this strategy. I got this strategy. I'm also a coupon shopper as well. I got to get everything. So I will bring coupons to price match from other stores.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't want to do it, I'll just hold up the line. I was like, look, the line is.
Jeez, okay.
You're good.
I am notoriously cheap. This is incredible.
You're just going to hold up the line. We got some angry people behind me, and they're just shaking their. Just give it to them. Just give it to them. Mission accomplished.
Oh, my gosh.
$200 off.
I don't know whether to praise you or scold you. I don't know whether to, like, join your your plan here or fight against it. It's so wrong and yet so right.
Either you can be a victim or you can make victims.
Wow, this is interesting.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.